worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Guys!
Yes?
Mickey got batteries!
Yay! Yay!
She's finally the bright, colorful, shining star that I always knew that she could be.
I'm just a unicorn.
I know. You turn the lights off. It's for added effect.
I'm not reaching that.
Pull the little switch there. Right? Yep,
one?
That one. Yep. Yeah!
Fancy.
This little light of mine. Mickey's gonna let it shine. Oh, welcome.
Welcome. Not into it,
welcome to a freak accident. I know. It was a horrible choice. I'm Crisco. I'm joined by Lazy E here to my left. We've got Kara here, her last day as a ghost.
Yep.
And we're still working on your resurrection. I got a feeling it might go horribly, horribly wrong, and you may be dead for at least next week until we figure out a strategy for the week after.
Yeah, past Halloween, that's not good.
Yeah, I know. And then Mickey is obviously here, too, bright and shining as the sun. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. And I am thrilled to be here. Tired as I am, I can't remember if I finished my last cup of coffee, but boy, it does not feel like it. I'm exhausted. So sleepy.
Boo.
So tired.
Got to stay awake at least for the next hour. Mm-hmm.
That's her saying that, by the way. The last person I would expect to encourage any kind of involvement on this program, but it was Mickey.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, I know. It must be a full moon.
Let me tell you, that's the one perk of working at home. If I'm tired, my lunch break is a nap.
Yeah.
It's happened.
True. I mean, you could record your show and then just go to sleep. Who's going to know?
I would know, and I have too much. No.
I'm like, really?
I was going to get really serious.
I know.
He's like, no, I take the integrity of my job. I can't even say that.
Work.
but this will be a good show. We've got things to do. But starting it off, somehow, Kara, you need to focus and get your mouth into a corporeal state. Because we...
Corporeal?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, $20 words tonight.
Wordsmith.
Yep, you are the wordsmith.
That's right. That's right. Just hammering away on my anvil with my tongs.
Ting, oh, man.
Ting.
Anyway, yeah, we have a couple of delicious treats because we found out last week on the show. And if you didn't hear it, you can go back to the podcast section of afreakaccident.com. Every episode we've ever done is there, and you can also download last week's and find out the horrible, horrible truth behind how Kara eats certain candies.
Specifically Reese's and Kit Kats.
I would like to point out, you mentioned specifically, this is all we know for sure.
This is true.
There could very well be more.
I don't want to know more.
I have a feeling there's going to be more.
Well, for now, we're sticking with the Kit Kats and the Reese's. She's never eaten one regularly, so this should be interesting.
Is Mickey rolling video already?
Of course.
Are you right up inside her pores like I requested?
I kind of want to go up your nose.
There you go.
Shouldn't be hard.
This is a good thing. So you could now watch this happen over on our Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, we are going to upload it to those places.
All right.
So Kara, you're not describing how you used to eat them. We're going to tell them to go back and find out. But
okay.
We are forcing you though to eat these normal now. So
which one do you want to do first?
Oh man,
Kit Kat or Reese's?
Which one's going to make me feel grosser? I guess I'll go with this one first.
You just have to. So, you don't have to eat the whole thing.
Okay.
My question,
like
though,
two bites is
my
fine.
Question yeah. though, is does she know how to eat it normal, or is she just going to do what that one horrible internet video did, and she's just going to take the Kit Kat, which there are four away from, she's just going to bite into the corner like an animal?
Actually, I was going to ask you. That was a quick question about Kit Kat because normally I would break these apart.
Yeah, yes, you break
I
them apart.
I still do.
You are supposed to break them apart.
All right.
but you're supposed to eat it just on the one end and then chomp your way down it until you get to the other end and the entire wafer is gone.
Wow. I like how she took the melted one.
I know. I took the only
no,
one.
No, it was the dented.
Dented melt.
I got these at a gas station. We're not looking at quality here.
Oh, boy. Of course, that's the one I took.
I'll have you know, those slushies.
She doesn't even know how to do this.
Those slushies come from a gas station. How
dare
you?
The problem is I'm looking at, yeah, they do. I'm looking at this, and it's just like, I really want to just do the regular way that I would eat
no,
it.
No, that's not the regular way.
No,
that's
know,
the weirdo whack job Kara way. This is the regular way.
I can't.
There you go.
My hand is shaking. My hand is shaking. All right.
There you go.
She doesn't so even just know how to, your lips are puckering. You're supposed to make out with it.
I mean, it tastes great because it's a Kit Kat, but.
Right. So now you have to just bite
weird.
Into bite again. Same thing as yep, there you go. That's how you eat these normally.
This would take me forever.
What do you mean it would take you forever?
You don't see the little tiny bites that she's making?
She peels it apart wafer layer by wafer layer and then eats that like a rabbit normally.
I
this is
do that so bad right now.
No.
I'm doing it when we're not videoing.
All right, now
finish it. Too late.
No,
he just explained
it.
To finish it the regular way?
Yeah. The normal person way.
Why do you pucker your lips in when you take a bite?
Because the shape of it asks for that.
It asks for it? Where?
Wait, what
well?
Shape? Cigar shape?
Yeah, it's like...
Oh.
We don't smoke the Kit Kats.
Well, what it looks like.
There, she just demolished
Learned
it.
Something about Garrett.
Now,
this one I've been waiting for because the peanut
this
butter
This one's
going
to be weird.
You've already said that this might be too much peanut butter for you.
Now,
I know.
We're going to get the rest of those Kit Kats, right?
Yeah.
The other three of us are going to get those?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And then you get to split the other Reese's Cup.
Lazy E and I are going to do like Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
All right.
So there'll be Lady and the Lady.
Okay, so again, all you're going to do is bite into it.
All right.
Just like a human.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
You're doing the same thing with your lips.
It's normal. Look how normal you are.
So it's fine. I mean, it still reaches a peanut butter cup. So much food, though, at one time.
And why do you eat that with the puckered lip, too?
Because, oh, man. Oh, my
Does that call for it, too?
My hand wants to do it so
does
bad.
Does she just gum all of her food?
I like this. Like, I mean, that's a lot of peanut butter in the middle there.
Yeah, that's the best part.
It's the whole point.
Like, the waxy milk chocolate is not the best part of the Reese's cup. It's
the
peanut
like
butter middle.
The outside there with the little crust is like the crust of a pizza with a little bit of marinara sauce on the edge and a little bit of cheese.
I think, look, you're giving Lazy another stroke. What are you wrong with you? Look, his eye's drooping. His mouth is drooping.
You're weird.
It's also the best. Can I bite this like this now?
I suppose you could.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess, because at least, like, you know.
You ate the middle.
Yeah, you didn't, like, punch the
that
middle out.
That was pretty
out.
Tough, and actually, I felt a little bit like I almost was like, and then I was fine with it.
Well, there you go.
You're actually, like, gagging on it?
It's too much. I think it's too much peanut butter. I think I'm so used to my way.
So, do you just waste the other part, like,
throw
it out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you
that's,
monster!
You barbarian.
Or if someone wants it, they can have
it. I'm going to leave you dead. That's a horrible, horrible thing that you just said.
I mean, that was delicious candy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now we get to split the rest, right?
There you go, guys.
Yeah, all right, perfect.
I'm taking my portion of the Kit
Kat
now.
Kara, you're normal. Yay!
Yay!
Mickey's glowing. Kara's normal. Everything is turning up. Everything's coming up Milhouse on the show this week. By the way, I made an observation recently that I wish I had not. Well, a couple things I wanted to point out. Number one, I was randomly recently listening back to old episodes of this show, which, again, you can do, podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we are responsible for 2020 being terrible, this podcast. Okay? We wield some kind of cosmic power, and I'll explain. So on an episode, and I think it might have been in January, I don't remember exactly which one, but it was Lazy E was explaining, we were talking about, you know, the year had just started. Lazy E was saying, oh, this bad thing happened, this bad thing happened.
Yeah.
This, your sump pump went bad or something.
Mm-hmm. My sump pump went bad. I had to get surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was joking like it was like a series of bad things, right? Because I think that was right after the first surgery.
Yeah.
Right? Well, you didn't have surgery the second time, but that was that back. But it was like, he was saying bad news comes in threes and everything else. He's like, this year is off to a terrible start. And I made the comment, well, 2020 can't get any worse.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you invited
this.
I know I did.
Awful person.
I was listening back to it, and Hello Nurse was sitting next to me, and like the both of us looked at each other just like, I did it.
You did it.
I brought the evil into the world. That, and I also recognized coronavirus was not a real big deal until we put these condoms on our microphones.
Yeah, you're right.
The condom went on the mic, and the next week the world ended.
That's true.
So it's all your fault.
Our fault?
No, it's just yours.
These things were said on this show. There's some kind of energy flowing
nope,
here.
It's just you.
Maybe it is me. I'm like Galactus.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm the eater of worlds.
Man, I'll never win $1 million. Come on, universe. Come on.
It was just, there was another that off the top of my head, I can't remember it, but there was a couple of things that were said like in that episode where I was like, oh my God, what was I thinking? I was so naive. I was so young and you know, optimistic.
Yes. So many good thoughts for this year.
So many aspirations.
Down the drain.
Yep. Down to the core of the earth where it's just slowly burning.
With that Reese's and Kit Kat.
So yeah, just keep that in mind, listener. When we say something, we make remarks like that, we may be inviting some terrible catastrophe into the world without realizing it.
Feels so good to be a part of this.
I know. You willingly signed up.
I know.
To be a member
I'm
of
thinking
show
about
too.
That.
Yeah, how dare you? How
Man,
dare
your
you?
Fault.
We just made her eat candy like a regular human being.
Yeah.
We told her, hey, you might accidentally end the world through an offhand remark that you make. Nothing but good
That's
vibes
all.
On this
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Nothing but good vibes. Just bringing it to you. Just listen, if you're feeling upset, just look at Mickey's unicorn horn.
I know.
And feel better.
It's lighted
it
up.
Better.
Is that how you say it or lit up?
Lit up.
Here.
It's
I don't lit. Know what the
oh,
is it lit?
It blinks too.
It blinks.
So you know what? What that means is that
I was very confused.
I like the blinking.
When the apocalyptic blackouts start, which I'm assuming that's going to happen right around Election Day probably, Mickey will at least be able to signal other survivors.
And I still have two batteries left, so we got some time.
Yeah. So you're going to be invaluable once the lights go out and all
Great.
Technology fails us. Something
Just
to look forward to.
For the unicorn horn.
That's right. Hope lies there. So on the show today, we've got a couple of great segments. We've got our first in a long time, in many, 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 many months, our first news update.
Mm.
Give me a tease to one of them.
I may finally get a good night's sleep.
Mm.
Ooh.
That plays into one of these stories.
Okay.
So we'll get to that. We also have a question to ask because I don't... When did Kara join the show? What month was it last year? Do you remember?
No.
I think it was after Halloween.
After Halloween, yeah, because I have a question we're going to ask you.
Okay.
We've already asked this question before. It's a recurring thing, but we're going to ask you specifically, and maybe we'll talk about your feelings with regard to it a little bit.
Okay. Nervous.
We've got five new dating terms that have become a reality thanks to coronavirus
and
COVID.
That's going to be horrible.
Joy.
Make everybody feel great. So this is just the feel-good episode. we have the most important inventions of all time to get to on the show, too. So we got a lot to get to. Let's begin on a freak accident.
Look up a freak accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Haven't heard this in forever.
No.
News update.
News update. We're here. Yeah. So we got a bunch of news from this week. A bunch of different things happening all over the place. And we feel like, well, we could spend a lot of time talking about each individual thing, or we could spend a little time talking about everything. So that's what we're going to do. Fire it off. The first news story has to do with the Supreme Court Justice confirmation, which just happened.
Yeah.
Which was, like, surprisingly uneventful. You know what I mean? Like, after the, you know, there was the Gorsuch one, which kind of everybody was just like, all right, well, this is what we expected. That went through. People complained, but, like, it wasn't really a huge. But then the Kavanaugh one was a debacle.
Yes.
It was an absolute S show. So I thought this one, especially with, like, the whole, it's an election year, and they were saying just a couple of years ago, an election year, you know, they shouldn't have a Supreme Court nomination by a sitting president, and they changed their minds because, well, now there are guys in power. Whatever. Ignoring all that, I thought, wow, this is going to be a nightmare. This is going to be a living, breathing volcanic eruption that is just going to melt everything and destroy the earth, and it just kind of wasn't.
Just like, happened.
The hearings happened. I don't, you know, there was really, like, you know, kudos to her for not saying anything, like, ridiculous or outrageous, you know, like, you know, I like beer or whatever it was the last time. Like, she was just, like, she held it all together. She was professional. She was informed, just like, and that was the thing, like, there really wasn't anything negative for anybody to say because there wasn't anything on the table.
Right.
So, that happened. She got confirmed, although I did hear it was, like, all of the Democrats had dissenting votes, though.
And, like, one Republican, I think.
Yeah, they were like, this was literally the most partisan Supreme Court nomination since the one that happened, like, right before the Civil War.
Oh, my God.
So, take that for whatever it is.
Yeah. The most dramatic part was the actual voting. Did you watch it at all?
No.
The actual voting part, they all were social distancing, and when they were done, they left. But when they would ask for the positive vote, you know, whoever it was would say aye. And then when it was the negative one, they'd come down, stand right in front of the table, and they'd go, and a big dramatic thumbs down, and like slam it down. They wouldn't even say no.
Oh, so it was like political theater on top of
it. So they were really acting, and then they'd turn around and like walk out, and I was like, whoa, look at them go.
I would have loved it if one of them brought like a horse and brought the horse all the way down front, and then slapped the horse on the butt, and the horse goes, nay.
Yeah. See, they didn't really think that through enough, yeah.
Yeah. This is the next story has to do with, I didn't do my dance time, which probably threw everybody off. Philadelphia is on fire right now. I don't know if you heard about this.
Yep.
Mickey.
Is it a bad thing?
Well, no. I mean, really, Philadelphia, you know, it's the only first class city in Pennsylvania. Basically. So this was, this is in response to, there was another police shooting. This one involved Walter Wallace Jr., who was killed by police officers when he allegedly charged them while wielding a knife. Mm-hmm. If you're just asking me, not that anybody's doing that, but it's like, that's a little different when you're charging somebody with a lethal weapon with the intention of doing them harm versus laying on the ground handcuffed helpless while somebody kneels on your neck. Those are two substantially different things. Mm-hmm. You know, this one I kind of get. Knives are extremely dangerous. People, you know, anybody who's not, like, familiar with combat or weaponry or anything like that may not know that, but knives are extremely, extremely bad. Mm-hmm. They can do a lot of horrible things to the human body. So, like, when somebody's running at you with a knife, I get, you know, that that's a lethal situation. You escalate to lethal force. I get it. It's sad, but at the same time, understandable. But still, they decided to start protesting, and now they're looting and robbing and burning the city down. And, you know, Philadelphia's on fire. And then Tom Wolf comes out, our governor, and goes, well, it's mostly peaceful protests. Yeah. I'm like, peaceful where? Where is the peace been? Show me the peace, because I'm dying to see where it's at, because I ain't seen no peace.
Nope.
But I do love, that is a thing that's happening. I think it's still happening. They're sending in the National Guard, who's going to be there through Election Day.
Wow.
So, you know, well, you got to figure, I mean, how's that going to affect the election, especially with Pennsylvania being one of the key states in this election, they're saying?
Yep.
'Cause
some would say the keystone.
Some would say that. That's the thing with if Philadelphia, if people are afraid to leave their houses to go vote on Election Day, You know, I mean, it's like that could like invariably affect a number of things. But I guess we'll find out. But I do love the BBC's headline is Philadelphia rocked by fresh unrest after police shooting. Because, of course, the Fresh Prince was, in fact, from Philadelphia.
Down, and I'd like to take a minute,
just sit right there. Tell me how I burned down the city. Oh, never mind. this next one. A couple's first date ends in a police chase and an arrest.
Oh, boy.
Another police-related story
Bonnie
on the show.
Bonnie and Clyde?
What?
Bonnie and Clyde?
No, Mickey and Murderer.
Maybe.
Oh. this was in Oklahoma. A guy named Brandon Hembry from Tulsa met a woman on a dating app this week, and they went out for a little Wednesday night date.
Oh,
how
right.
nice. Lovely, yeah. Right? Yes. Tinder hookup date kind of thing, right? So anyway, as they were driving, a cop tried to pull them over. He sped off.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? I'm not immediately sure. This is from ABC 8. The first date turned into a high-speed police chase, which only ended after Brandon, the guy, blew through some stop signs and decided to finally pull over. Turns out he had an outstanding warrant for 5 traffic and drug cases.
That second date's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, especially now that he's facing additional charges, including eluding and obstructing an officer. The cops let his date go free. She said she didn't know he was wanted, and we're assuming that there is not going to be a second date. Unless conjugal visits are a thing in Oklahoma, I don't know. The next one. I'm still waiting for the music, and we don't have music because of certain restrictions that we have. But anyway, so here's a new TikTok trend. Kara, you're the only one of us on TikTok. So,
yeah, I am sort of. Go ahead.
You are.
You're right.
The oldest among us is keeping up with the kids better than the rest of us.
Right.
I don't know how we should feel about that.
I'm okay with it.
I mean, I feel like you with the skate park.
We have a TikTok.
You do have a TikTok.
We did.
You use it never.
Correct.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think there's like 2 or 3 things on there. That's about it.
So we were talking, it's Vine again.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Basically. Yeah. I can't keep learning new things.
Mm-mm.
Like I said, when I was forced to get my Snapchat, I think I used it for a grand total of a day. And I was like, I just don't understand it. I don't get what the appeal is or how this works. I can't keep learning this new crap, especially when it's something that Trump is saying he's just going to outlaw anyway, so I don't know.
I really wish that would have happened.
I know, right?
Would have been one less thing to worry about.
That's what I'm saying! Yeah, it's one less thing. But anyway, here's a TikTok thing, Kara. This is a warning directed at you, since you're the only one who uses it.
Yeah.
Don't do this thing!
Alright.
This is a thing from CW8 Indianapolis. We can't believe it's one of these things. We can't believe we have to tell people not do.
Oh boy!
Kind of like that what was it? The duct tape challenge a couple years ago. Do you remember that?
Tide Pod challenge.
Oh. That one. Basically, any of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these stupid things that will lead.
Oh,
to...
do you guys remember the ones that tried to get the lips like Kylie Jenner?
Oh,
so they did the
suction
on their lips.
Oh yeah.
That was bad.
So it's what a don't. That is, do not super glue vampire teeth into your mouth.
What?
Nice.
Apparently, there is a TikTok trend right now where people are doing exactly that. They are using super glue for reasons that I'm not sure of. But it is a terrible idea, most notably because you could poison yourself and you could potentially permanently and seriously damage your teeth.
Yep. And I mean, they make fitted vampire teeth that you can pop in and out. Like, why wouldn't you just do that?
Well, I'm pretty sure it is those, but they're super gluing them in there for some reason. Maybe because they don't like the fact that they easily pop back out. I'm not sure.
Oh, you want to know
they
what?
They don't easily pop back out. Like, I'm talking about actual fitted teeth. Like, people,
We're not all makeup experts here, Mickey. We don't have access to these
things. There is a vampire-type trend also going on TikTok, like another one, where they talk about kids when they used to like Twilight and like try to be vampires. So I would assume maybe this is going along with people trying to be real real vampires. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Let me just tell you.
Also
not
a
many,
thing, Kara.
Not many times in my life have I heard the other vampire trend going on today.
And then when she mentioned Twilight, because immediately, for whatever reason, I pictured some kid covering themselves in butter and then jumping into a... like a bathtub full of glitter because the vampires in Twilight sparkle. And then she said Twilight and I was like, oh God, did I predict this? Is this another 2020 can't get worse moment? I feel like people should do that challenge though. So Kara, like, put that.
Slather yourself in butter and jump in.
Put that on TikTok somehow. Yeah. Cover yourself in butter, jump into a tub of glitter.
Sure.
Sparkly vampire.
At least safe-ish,
I guess.
I mean, they could probably slip and fall in the bathroom with that much butter, but...
Secret benefit to this whole gimmick. You let it go.
Yeah.
don't do that. Don't blue tea. Up next, this is the one I may finally get some sleep. Let me just tell you guys. Hello Nurse is a terrible snorer.
Oh.
There are times I will fall asleep on the couch downstairs reading a book or something.
You can hear her upstairs?
I can hear it through the ceiling.
Oh my goodness.
It, like the whole house shakes.
Yikes.
Oh,
it's
my
terrible,
God.
Terrible thing.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Did either of any of you, the significant others, snore at all? Are you the snorer that makes their life miserable?
I have a very light snore, apparently. But nothing that's like...
So. He has a car and he's throwing
I don't think I do, but Golfer does depending on his position.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So, like, on his back maybe or whatever. Not bad, though.
I was never told if I do or not. I'm going to assume I don't because nobody's woken up and I sleep through everything. So,
all right.
Apparently, there is a new pill in development to prevent snoring. It is a combination of two non-sleep drugs.
Arsenic.
Wait a minute. Hey, isn't that a type of poison?
They won't snore.
Well, true. Yeah. One is a drug for ADHD, and the other is used to treat people with overactive bladders.
Okay.
Somehow those two things, by your powers combined.
No snore.
Captain Sleep. Yes. Get me that pill. All I'm saying is I need it. I get my full 8 hours finally.
How is that going to...
Wait, Mickey has more questions.
Go
back. How is a drug going to fix the thing in the back of your throat that causes you to snore? Like,
I don't
that
know.
Doesn't make any sense.
There was one small study done that found when both of these drugs are combined, it reduces snoring by 74%.
It doesn't sound like a good idea.
People with sleep apnea apparently have higher blood oxygen levels when they take it. So now this is a Massachusetts based drug company. They're doing a full trial to make sure that it's safe.
I'm going to go with no.
Put me in that trial. If I won't be welcomed into the coronavirus vaccine trial, put me in that one. I'll try it.
This time was right.
I just want to sleep. So Kim Kardashian's in the news.
Yeah, of course.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did.
Do you want to talk about it?
I just feel bad for her. You know, she has such a rough life.
Right. Yeah. Real difficult. Okay, so yesterday, Kim... tweeted about how COVID-19 has impacted her birthday celebration, Mickey.
How awful.
I know. It's been affecting everybody. You know what I mean? People have had loved ones die that they couldn't go to funerals. People have had weddings with, like, nobody invited. The one I saw was, like, people actually had their wedding in, like, a Target because it was a building that allowed a capacity up to the amount of people that they wanted to have.
There you go.
So, it's impacted.
Yeah.
And since this is Kanye's wife, literally this has impacted the birthday party. Lazy E's thinking about where he can find something sharp enough to cut his wrist with.
Yes.
So anyway, it's impacted her birthday celebration. It's very sad. She said, quote, "I'm 40. And feeling so humbled and blessed. There's not a single day that I take for granted, especially during these times." Off to a decent start.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Before COVID, I don't think any of us truly appreciated what a simple luxury it was to be able to travel and be together with family and friends in a safe environment. After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and quarantining, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island.
Right. Well,
where we could pretend things were normal for just a brief period of time.
Humble brag.
So here's the funny thing. I saw multiple people on Twitter saying the after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and quarantining, I surprised my closest inner circle with, and the meme was you replace that with any number of ridiculous things.
That's pretty good.
So at least now I know what the source of it was.
Now I will say,
Private Island.
I saw a picture of the Private Island. Of her party. All the friends were there. Everybody, no mask.
Was it Fire Island?
It was
Island?
Just them. It looked very rough. But I felt really bad for the one guy that was working. He was wearing a mask. One guy out of everybody. Just give the guy a COVID test. Just do it.
Yeah, right.
Give it to him. You have everybody else there. He's standing there all silent, not even part of the party.
Well, he had a COVID test and he chose to
wear the mask.
No, he probably chose to wear the mask.
I mean, if
just
I were
not trusting,
I wouldn't.
Any of them.
I know.
That's what I was gonna say. Here's me. If I'm that guy, I'm around those people. I don't know what else I could catch from them. So, you know, beyond COVID. So
let me put on a full body suit.
I'm gonna go ahead and wear that mask anyway. That sucker's just gonna stay on. COVID positive, COVID negative, it doesn't matter.
Smartest man on the island.
We danced, rode bikes. Swam near whales, kayaked, watched a movie on the beach, and so much more. I realize that for most people, this is something that is so far out of reach right now.
Most people?
I think even most is a stretch.
Yeah.
Virtually all, I think, at this point. So in moments like these, I am humbly...
Oh, my God.
Humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. Hashtag this is 40.
That was really humble. Humble brag.
Yeah, privilege that you made that tape.
Yeah.
What in the A? I don't understand.
I don't understand.
See, there's things like this, though. I get the whole eat the rich sentiment. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. After reading this, I understand. Johnny Hungy. Play-Doh! You like Play-Doh?
You really got into Play-Doh.
I like Play-Doh.
You're talking about the philosopher.
I thought he meant the philosopher at first. I'm like, I guess?
So that's Play-Doh.
Yeah, well,
this
that's
is
the first
Play-Doh.
One, that's the first one sounded like.
Play-Doh! That's how it went.
Yeah.
So Play-Doh just announced a brand new product line. Very exciting. Just
called
in time
bankruptcy.
For the holidays. Just in time for the holidays. Play-Doh for grown-ups.
Oh,
yeah, we need that. Why?
How can you make it for? What are
Does
they alcoholic?
Does it not dry out and is it stress relieving?
Wait, what did you just say?
Is it alcoholic? Or like, you can eat hard Play-Doh, but you'll get drunk off of it.
That sounds perfect to me.
But how can it be alcohol? How can it be adult?
Better question: how weird of a way will Kara eat it?
Well, she'll
depends
eat it.
On what shape it's in.
She'll eat it the same way she eats her normal Play-Doh.
Yeah, right.
We all knew this.
This is great though. There are it's adult. It's essentially the exact same thing as regular Play-Doh.
No.
The only difference is what it smells like. Which, I mean, I remember being a kid and Play-Doh had a smell, but like it never smelled like strawberries or bananas
or
anything,
chocolate,
right?
No.
But anyway, this has adult scents. These Play-Dohs,
depression,
body odor,
debt,
yeah, depression, yeah, debt, yeah, yeah, mortgage office, you know, overpriced latte is one.
Okay,
mom jeans is another.
What does that smell like?
Farts.
What?
Farts and baby formula.
Yep.
Dad sneakers.
Ooh,
smelly.
Spa day.
Okay.
That one probably smells good. Like a little lavender.
Yep.
You know, a little
it's probably eucalyptus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Lawn.
So grass smelling.
And Grill King.
Ooh.
Am I pregnant?
You might be now. Because that bit of news has got him feeling sexy.
Yeah.
The Grill King, Laser E.
Yeah.
The AMAs were, the nominees were announced this week. And Loudwire.com has pointed out that 0.0 rock acts were nominated for the pop rock category.
Really? None. Not one.
Zero. They were just, which are lumped together for some reason, too, by the way. Which I've never understood. Like, I guess I kind of get it because, like, as early as the 90s, I should say as recently as the 90s, pop was rock.
Yeah. When it was in the grunge era.
So, I mean, like, think back, you know, when you're talking about, like, you know, anything, you know, all those 90s teen movies and things like that, like, the soundtracks were always, it was rock bands.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have, like Green Day was rock, but it was pop, you know, so was Weezer, so was, like, you know, the Goo Goo Dolls, you know what I mean, and everything else, like, all these people, and even, like, who am I thinking of?
Not a mind reader.
I know, my brain.
Give us a hint. Give us a hint.
I say that. As if I imagine if I beg my brain enough, it'll give me the answer, but it's not working.
Nope.
Alanis Morissette.
Sure.
Had, like, backing musicians. Mm-hmm. You know, it was actual, like, talent that went into it, you know, but that was pop for the most part. You know, but now it transformed, like, really with Britney Spears, I think, into, like, that whole, okay, we're going to have zero instruments at all. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be all synthesizers and computer-generated garbage, and we're just going to studio process the crap out of this person's voice to make them sound good, and that's where we are today. Now it's transformed. So, like, really, though, now rock and pop could not be more different. No. There's almost no crossover in those industries at all. How often do you hear a rock band on pop radio these days?
Never.
Unless it's, like, Green Day. You know, the new Metallica song never gets on pop. You know, the AC/DC still making music 45 years later, who knew, has a new song out. That ain't on pop radio.
No.
So I don't understand why they're intermixed. Mickey, musician, comments?
No idea.
Observations, no clue?
No. Because the subgenres confuse me to no extent.
Well, sure, but I think it's pretty easy to say this thing is rock and this thing is pop.
Oh, no, absolutely.
In most instances, you know, there are even times now where, like, a rock band will put out an album that is like, this isn't rock, this is pop. You know, but at the same time, I've heard, like, you know, pop artists do, like, more rockier type things. But anyway, the pop rock categories include nominees like Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, the Jonas Brothers, BTS.
Oh, that's that Korean band or something like that.
Oh, yeah, because K-pop is a thing now. Maroon 5, Harry Styles, The Weeknd, and... It's The Weeknd, right? Because there's no E in there.
There is no E.
There's no E in end. It's Weeknd.
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 Weeknd. It's The Weeknd and Dua Lipa.
Oh.
Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. I don't know.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. D-U-A-L-I-P-A.
Yeah, it's Dua Lipa, but it's okay.
Whatever.
I wouldn't know if I didn't work at a radio station.
The alternative rock category got a little closer, but it's still not exactly rock when you have acts like Billie Eilish, Tame Impala, and 21 Pilots in there. They do play 21 Pilots on rock radio for some reason. Mm. I've never been able to figure that out.
It kind of went away.
Did it?
Yeah. They went away from that, so which is weird that this year they get nominated for that.
Alternative, yeah.
Alternative is one of those genres that I never understood.
What is it? What is it an alternative to? Like, alternative what? Like, what is Billie Eilish an alternative to? Like, me wanting to continue living? I guess it qualifies for that, but beyond that, I'm not really sure. You guys still work in radio, and there's no insight here.
No.
No.
And there's a musician that doesn't know.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, there shouldn't be a label on it to begin with. It's music.
No, don't you be one of those now.
I am. But I've always been one of those.
Man, this is some all art is art, man.
Mm. Well, yeah.
No, that's it. There's no more. There's no more news.
Oh.
That's the end of that segment.
The news.
Sorry,
well, that was the news.
That was the
news. There was no more news.
Up next, we're going to ask Kara a very important question.
Oh, God.
And we will discuss something of tantamount qualification on this show. It's on the way on a freak accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Oh. wait, this, I know what this is too. Oh, it's not
the
that one
version.
It's the regular version. I wasn't expecting that. Cause he has another version where I'm in the
I did that purposely.
Oh. He has a version where in the background it's me going, Kara, this is a very important question. We didn't ask you this when you joined the show, but...
Uh-oh. Now that you're dead.
Right, which is kind of counterintuitive to the entire operation.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Really, truly?
Really, truly.
I don't think so.
Okay, why not?
I just don't want to.
I don't want to.
Hey.
I don't want to believe in taxes either, but they exist.
Yeah, unfortunately, theft though they may be.
Politicrisco,
it's going to happen. It's an election season. What do you want?
You're doing good.
So you don't want to. That implies that you do believe that they're real and you wish that they weren't so that you could continue to get sleep at night.
I mean, I don't have any personal experience with any ghosts. I believe that there's like energy and those kind of things, but I don't know.
As far as like spirits and hauntings and things like that.
Yeah, I'm not a real... Yeah, I don't
so you've
think
never
I do.
Been to like a real haunted location and
I have.
Felt a chill?
No,
or...
that I've got like we went to Salem one year for Halloween and
Mickey's
we did
eyes
all that
just
stuff
rolled
and went through all those,
so hard,
all through those supposed haunted places and
I
nothing,
thank you, thank
and
you
nothing
for
happened.
The
yeah,
I
nothing,
appreciate that.
I honestly think like the clocks rolled back early due to Mickey's eyes rolling so hard.
But I don't go to any of the haunted houses. Anyway, like the Eastern State Penitentiary around here that they say is the haunted
like
prison and all that.
Well, when they do the haunted, like the actual with the actors and stuff, it's fun.
Yeah, I
hate them.
Well, you know what I heard? Yeah, you know what I heard's weird this year? Because normally we go to those, and this year we just kind of didn't. Kind of because like I lost track of time, but also I was reading in the news like these places were instituting like social distancing measures and things like that, and one of the things was that. The actors, right, the people wearing the mask and coming after you with the chainsaw or whatever, were not, because they didn't want to transmit coronavirus, they weren't screaming in your direction. They would scream away from you.
Right.
So I'm like, how's that frightening when, like, I'm standing there and the person's like, like turning around? I'm like, what would that? Okay, now it's just weird.
Yeah.
But
I actually might enjoy that, I think.
Mickey.
Yes.
Yeah, that you
for
might
some reason I might be like...
Because it'll actually make you laugh.
Yeah.
Or, Mickey, being from Salem and rolling your eyes at the mention of Salem and hauntings, is there any... is there any real haunted things in Salem, or is it all just people trying to cash grab the whole Salem witch fascination?
I mean, there's people in Salem that truly believe that their house is haunted, that there's stuff that's haunted... I worked with some of them. I don't get it, but you know, it's like religion. I just kind of go, okay, that's what you believe in, sure. But
so you don't because I always forget every year. You don't believe in ghosts,
no.
Okay? So I've never experienced anything,
no.
Or see, because that's always the thing for me. Like a lot of people have told me stories about stuff, and I'm like, well, that certainly sounds weird. I mean, but I'm sure, you know what I mean, given the right kind of context, it would make a lot more sense.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, oh, the door just blew closed on its own. It's like, okay, or did you leave a window open somewhere in the house that you didn't notice until a day or two later and just never made the mental connection that the
ever.
Air pockets and things. Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. But, you know, at the same time, because for me, I tend to be a person of experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I have never encountered... any vibes, any chills. I've never heard anything, seen anything, or anything like that. I did see a UFO once.
Oh, he's going to be one of those.
I did. Well, yeah, but it was like so brief that I even now I'm like, I'm not exactly sure what it was that I saw.
Sure.
That would make it a UFO.
Right. It was literally was it aliens? Don't know. It was a metal disc that didn't make sound that flew across the sky. That was
probably a Frisbee.
It was awful high up for a Frisbee. But again, it's like, okay, it's like, all right, that was weird. But like, again, you know, but I've never seen as far as ghosts go. No hauntings, no possessions, no stuff moving or things whispering in my ear or anything like that. Lazy E.
I don't, like you said, I've been on this planet for 37 years and I have not experienced one ghost or hint of that. Now, I believe in an afterlife.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've had moments where things have happened where I put it as a sign that someone's okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't experienced a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, not like Casper hasn't come and sat next to me like that commercial.
Right.
That's never happened.
Yeah.
So that's where I stand with that.
It doesn't stop me from, like, not hanging my foot over the bed at night, though. Like, you know how they're always, like, monsters under the bed and, like, things like that? I, for some reason, cannot, like, leave my foot hanging over the side of the bed even still, because it's like, I know nothing's there, but...
Just in case.
So, I don't know. Maybe I do believe that stuff. I have no idea. I don't think I do.
She's just afraid of everything.
I am.
So... YouGov did a survey of the public at large.
Oh, boy.
According to the latest numbers, only 20% of Americans say that ghosts definitely don't exist.
Okay.
So what that means is that 80% of Americans are at least open to the idea of ghosts being real. And you wonder why the world's in the state that it is right now.
Being open to the idea that ghosts are real and actually believing in ghosts,
right?
Kind of, that's the middle ground. So there's people that absolutely don't believe in ghosts, there's people that believe that there is a possibility, and then there's people that actually believe a ghost exists.
It seems like almost half the country thinks coronavirus doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So I'm questioning the overall intelligence level of our civilization.
Right.
10% of people say ghosts probably don't exist. That's 19%. So then I'm assuming then if 20% say that they definitely don't, 19% say they probably don't. So now you're already talking about 60% are saying now probably do or definitely do. 20%, okay, 20% say they definitely do. 25% say probably. So...
Yeah, because I mean, like,
toward yes.
I have,
that's weird.
On the science end of things, the only thing that boggles my brain is when you do die, obviously we are made up of some form of energy. Where does that transfer to? That's the only thing that I go, I don't think it's going to turn into a ghost or whatever, but it's got to go somewhere.
That's one thing. Have you ever seen, like, a dead, like, a legitimate dead person? Have you seen a person die? Something changes
in that
moment.
Absolutely.
Like, they go from, when you go from being alive to dead, it's like, a stark difference.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, you know, when considering that energy cannot be created nor destroyed, it has to go someplace.
Right.
So
that's the only issue that I have with that. But I'm going, there's nothing in my brain that makes me go, yeah, it's just going to turn into this white thing that we all see.
That just stays in my bedroom like forever because I'm that boring.
Yeah.
That's pretty much me.
You're just a living haunting.
Yeah. I'm a white thing that never leaves your bedroom.
Oh, my God. What?
He comes here. He haunts my house for a while, and then he goes back home.
Well, I was meaning sexual.
So I see a brilliant opportunity here. We could sell tickets to his house, be like, kids, come see the real live ghost. And it's just him, like, sitting on the couch, drinking a soda and eating popcorn. He's just like, who are all these people in my house?
Who are you?
They're like, he's not a ghost. I'm like, no, but he definitely is not alive. So,
yeah. I'm somewhere.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
he's straddling existence.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Coronavirus has done a number on you, buddy.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Kara, at least we learned that about you, though. She's afraid of the dark. Afraid of monsters under the bed and the thing hiding in the closet.
For sure.
And afraid of the middle of the Reese's.
Right. But not afraid of ghosts. So
that's right. I draw the line somewhere.
B minus. Way to go. Up next, 5 new dating terms that we now have thanks to COVID.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit a freakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
In the car, I just can't wait to pick you up on our very first date.
Is that Blink 182?
I hope so.
I've heard this song before. It's like taking me back to junior high.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Hello, nostalgia. Nice to meet you. Anyway, so this is an interesting.
Nice to meet you too, Crisco.
Nostalgia's a ghost.
No, it's just lazy E.
Again,
the white thing. The white thing.
Not quite alive, not quite dead, just existing.
Stagnant.
So this is from the Huffington Post. Modern dating has a lot of ridiculous nuances that have developed their own vocabulary in a lot of ways. You know, you've got like ghosting, you know, which is its own thing. That's when...
I don't show up for the podcast.
Well, there's that, yeah. But there is actually, that is a thing, you know, just in case you don't know. Mm-hmm. We all know what
not
ghosting
is. Not just a Halloween term.
No, right.
Yeah, it's when the person shows up wearing a white sheet and you don't just want to call them racist. No, but this ghosting is when, like, the person you're talking to or whatever literally just vanishes. Mm-hmm. Off the face of
there's
the earth.
There's a whole show on MTV now about it.
Is really? There really?
Yeah, it's finding out where that person went.
Wow, I bet that's fascinating. Like, and I say
that's creepy.
That's what I mean. I say that as somebody who, like, you know, hates pretty much everything MTV does. But understanding the concept of ghosting is like, that has got to be, like, interesting to at least a certain extent.
Well, that's why I like
if
that
they
show.
Confront that person and they're like, why? Like, why didn't you, like, at least just say something to them rather than just disappearing off the face of the planet?
Like the show Catfish. I'm obsessed with that show. Every time it's on, like, the marathon days it's on, I watch that because it's interesting to see the psyche of that person.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, why are you pretending to be somebody else? Yeah.
And, of course, I love their other educational show, Jersey Shore. But anyways, let's keep going.
Catfishing is another one of those terms, or swiping, which is the thing that has to do with certain dating apps, right? Which one was that? Was that like
swipe
Match
or
does Match do the swiping?
No, that's
Tinder.
Tinder, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, so yeah, but it's like the swiping. You swipe
right.
Left, right?
Right, if you want them. Left, if you
right
don't.
Is good. Swipe left is bad.
Nice.
So these are all things. But now the pandemic has led to a whole new list of terms to describe unique dating situations. Here are some of the best ones. So number one is COVID worthy. I'm assuming that's like sponge worthy.
Oh, no, it isn't.
It's not?
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, I would think the same thing.
I mean,
what is sponge worthy?
I immediately went to Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I don't remember
sponge
that.
Was an old way that a girl could have protection.
It was a prophylactic kind of thing.
For women.
Right? Where... It would catch.
Okay, yeah,
it would
now
catch
I remember.
The essence
right.
on upon
we,
the sponge.
We get that.
Yeah. So
okay,
you didn't have to use
I don't
other.
I remember that episode.
Yeah, the sponge.
They stopped making them, and Elaine had a handful left, and it was like, you know, are you sponge worthy?
Right.
You know, am I going to waste one of the only ones left in existence on you? Kind of thing. That's gotcha. Where my brain immediately went.
Me too.
COVID worthy is a quality. A potential match should have before you consider risking an in-person date. This still sounds like the same kind of thing.
Well, no.
Like, you're worth potentially catching COVID,
right.
You know, if you exhibit qualities A, B, and C.
It's just not the sponge-worthy way. They're
right,
just talking about going for dinner.
It's a date way, right, okay.
But it is still like a you know, before I want to leave my house and break quarantine, this needs to happen. Sexually distancing is number two.
That one's clever. I don't even know what it means.
So,
that's exactly what it means.
When you heroically pause your sex life so as to not spread COVID to people.
Heroically.
Yeah, heroically.
Yeah, why is it heroically?
Because that takes a lot.
Yeah. If you're saying I'm literally going to social distance in my own house and not make any kind of human contact to that level because I don't want to spread the virus, that's a
with
sacrifice.
People you live with?
Well, no, because the funny thing is I have read something recently that, like, a lot of roommates are banging each other. People are getting
shocker.
Desperate. People who were like, I am going to make the sacrifice and not date during COVID are now, like, bursting at the seams. And they're just like, wait, that person over there, they're moving.
Get them!
Three, virtual date, which is probably exactly what
it
sounds like, whether it's Zoom or FaceTime or whatever the case might be. Quarantine and chill.
Okay.
So when you hunker down, well, you've heard of Netflix and chill, right? Yeah. When you hunker down with a romantic prospect, partly out of boredom, partly out of horniness. Let's quarantine together. We don't have to leave.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's called kidnapping.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's only kidnapping if one person isn't willing.
Okay.
And then we've got antibody boy and antibody girl. All right.
Okay.
That is a person who brags about having antibodies to COVID-19 on a dating app, hoping it will lead to more matches because that person is the unicorn. They are not in. They cannot be infected.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
It's safe.
Well, no,
you
no.
can't get it from them and you can't give it to them.
They can be infected. They just have the antibodies to fight it off.
Right. But you're immune once you get the antibodies, right? Isn't that what they're saying?
No, because people have gotten it twice.
You
well,
could,
yeah,
but
that's been like no, that's been like one or two people though, and it's probably because of a deficient immune response.
Oh.
What I'm saying is like people are saying that once you have the antibodies, you're essentially immune from the viral shedding. Like you can't like give it to people. You can't get it once you have the antibodies.
I don't think so. I think your antibodies just fight off whatever infection you get. So you could still be carrying
it.
You do
your homework then. You come back and tell me next week what's actually going to happen because. Physicist, though I may be, virologist I am not. Mm. So you find that answer and you bring it back
to
the show
next
week.
It's going to be a lot of reading because there's going to be a lot of fake stuff on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck parsing that. You're gonna end up down a rabbit hole where somebody's going to be saying that coronavirus is actually nanobots.
Probably.
And it's hanging out at the edge of the
Earth.
And
Bill Gates made it.
Yeah, it's delivering the desire to buy stock in Apple into your system.
And it has 5G.
So yeah, those are five new dating terms. Antibody girl, antibody. I like that.
That's the best one.
Antibody girl.
Oh,
antibody world.
Got Rapid that plastic. So fantastic.
I feel like a full scale parody needs to happen at some point. We'll work on that. I don't know if it's coming next week, but it is coming. Up next, the most important inventions of all time? Maybe. We'll weigh in.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
I'm creating a brand new invention.
Oh!
Triumph. That is my intention.
Lazy E's making hip thrusting motions. What part is saw?
You saw? Like as in?
No. I'm saying in what you're doing. How does the, you know? I get hammer.
Oh,
I get right. Bang. Saw.
It's got teeth.
All right.
Oh my God.
Yep. So there it is. I should not have asked. I asked looking for the joke. The joke came. I didn't want it upon arrival. Send it back. Send it out of here. So we got this is from our friends at Swins.
Sweet.
SWNS Southwest North South because they are the least in the East. So this is the top 10 most important inventions of all time. Or at least according to Swins. But I trust Swins, so we'll... Or Southwest, North, South. I trust them, so we will go with their opinion on the matter. At number 10, they're saying airplanes. Most
Great.
Important. I mean, obviously, they've made world travel extremely easy and extremely swift. You know, I don't know really, like, what... You'd have to really look at what was the rate of population growth after the development and implementation of air travel.
Probably terrible.
What's what I mean? It probably really, really sped up because that's the thing. Like before a certain period, it was like before the 1960s or something like that. The growth rate of the human species was not really that quick. And then suddenly we started producing like billions of people every couple years after a certain period of time. And I wonder if it's airplanes that had something to do with that. You know, get people
just travel cars, airplanes.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. So number 9 is anesthesia, because apparently before 1846, they just got people hopped up on opiates.
Oh my gosh!
Or they
or
got
alcohol.
Them, or they got them drunk.
Yep.
I don't think that would be enough.
Yeah.
Alcohol, anyway. I don't know about anything else. But...
To the point of alcohol poisoning, so you pass out.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Well, that's also awful.
If I'm unconscious, I'm probably not feeling the pain of the scalpel, but I've got additional problems now, like liver failure.
Yeah.
While you're in there, can you just pull that sucker out and toss a new one in? Because I feel like there's going to be repercussions to this. That's something, though. Yeah, I get it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Surgeries are happening every day.
Right.
Like, lots of them, so.
Number eight, cars.
Well, there it is. Yep.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, I'm having difficulty imagining, like, what it would be like in today's day and age if we didn't have cars.
Well, it wouldn't be today's day and age.
Well, yeah, right? You're right. Yeah, it's a good point because, like, you know, back in the day, before automobiles were widely available, people would walk to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would move to wherever the jobs were. Like, in our region, it was coal mining.
Right.
But there were 50 million coal mines around here. You just build a house and then get to the mine, you know, if you had to walk there. They were, like, mining villages where they would literally build right around the entrance to the mine. So without cars, yeah, we'd still be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Seven, computers, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we all carry a supercomputer around
in our
pocket.
Life and death of us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mickey.
Fully
the ever so positive Mickey.
Fully connected to everything, fully disconnected from each other.
Yep.
Ah.
Oh, please, that's too smart for this show. There we go.
Thank you for that. So, yeah, I mean, I see that for sure. My favorite meme is the one of somebody, like, flipping off whatever, and it's like, this is for my teacher who said I wouldn't always have a calculator in my pocket.
Yeah.
Guess what? Joke's on you. Number six is TV. Mickey hates TV, so that's she disagrees with that.
TV is so important, though.
Yeah.
Pass around information.
Well, it's one of the ways you can pass around information.
Well, in the fastest way at that time when it was invented. I mean, internet now supersedes
it. We'd be much calmer people if we just stuck with the newspapers because nobody ever reads them, so.
Well.
You assume. How bold of you to assume most people know how to read.
Exactly. See?
That cannot be true because of some of the things that I read online every day. TV, though, also has, like, created a whole bunch of new opportunities for entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which makes it important to a certain extent. It
made new jobs.
Right. Yeah. It did do that. The internet, number five. I'm surprised that's not higher on this list.
Should be.
It really should be. It is still mind-boggling to me that I was reading something the other day. I don't remember what the statistic was, but it said that X amount, and it was a high amount, of people who live in rural communities do not have access to what the FCC would qualify as broadband internet.
Wow.
They're still running on dial-up in rural areas of the United States in 2020.
Yeah, here in Pennsylvania it exists.
Sure, yeah. I mean, out here right behind this mountain that I'm butted up against here, there was no internet as early as like 10 years ago. People couldn't get an internet connection out there.
Yep.
Crazy. Number four, the light bulb.
Yeah, kind of important.
Has to be on there, of course.
I thought you were saying it has to be on. No, otherwise, what's the point?
How would we have Mickey's unicorn?
Yeah,
horn?
Right. Yeah,
very which is important.
Still flashing.
Yep.
I'm going to have a stroke because of the strobe effect. It's going to get to me after a while. So yeah, the light bulb definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, vaccines.
What?
They don't work. They just give you autism.
No, they work.
Wait, what?
They just give you autism.
I was going to say, they work. They also give you autism, right? They don't do that. They really don't.
They don't.
We're joking. We're making fun of people by saying that. but yeah, no, that's an important invention. I mean, really, at this juncture, it seems like the COVID vaccine is going to be the only thing that brings things back to normal because,
I mean,
everything's going through Europe. You know, U.S., different parts of the U.S., South America, all over the place, we're going through second, third waves in some places. So, like, lockdowns don't work. It's obvious enough people don't wear masks or don't wash their hands to make any kind of noticeable difference. So, like, really, the only thing that's going to get us there is some level of immune response.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccines, definitely important. Number two, the telephone.
Yep.
Well, yeah, because without that, we wouldn't have the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Ties together.
Yeah.
And I mean, with this podcast being a thing that exists, I mean, yeah, the telephone, the internet, all that stuff's important. So are computers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just not TV.
Though I don't like talking on the telephone anymore. Yeah, now that text messages exist, forget it. Please don't call me.
Yeah. I'm going to call you every day.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, if I had your number, I'd be calling you. It would not be a text.
I'm never getting it. It's just going to be in that group text forever.
I could give it to everybody.
Oh, that's right. You can. I forgot.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Does anybody else, when somebody's calling them, you just kind of look at it and you're like, oh, how quaint. And then you just let it go to voicemail.
That's
I answer all of my calls.
Here's the worst part.
You're so nice.
I don't even have my voicemail set up. If they know me, they'll text me.
Right. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. We ain't talking out loud to nobody. That's like the weird thing. There's one guy at work. He has like the AirPods headphones in his ears, and he's talking to people on the phone all the time, all day, and he walks around talking to them. So like, I just think he's walking around talking to himself half the time. It's like, oh, no, wait, he's on the phone. See, it's weird. It's weird.
Or is he?
Yeah. Right.
No. Maybe he just puts those pods in there to make it look like he's on the phone all day long.
He could be one of those people who has an entire phone conversation on speakerphone, which I'm like, why?
Yeah,
why would you do that?
Horrifying.
I don't care about what that person is doing. Number one, electricity. Most important invention. Which, like,
yeah.
You know, that was what brought us into... Well, the industrial age, pretty much.
Not
right?
only that, it links pretty much everything on that list.
Right, yeah. Nothing else can function without the use of electricity. Right. So that was, probably, definitely the most important invention of all time. Mm-hmm. The wheel, not on that list at all.
Yeah, we could have done better.
Harnessing fire, apparently not important to people at Southwest North South. That's what they're going to be forever. I don't even care anymore.
We got to have a Skype call to them just to talk to them about it.
Some that ranked on the lower 20, steam engine, trains, cameras, the printing press. That, I think, should be higher when you're talking about like newspapers and things that disseminate information.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that came first before a lot of this stuff, and a lot of subsequent things would never have been possible without being able to mass produce information.
Right.
Optical lenses, the compass, boats, helicopters. Why is that important? Like, we have, literally, planes. You could lose helicopters and we'd still have airplanes.
Yeah, but helicopters get there faster.
What? Helicopters are not faster than planes.
But they can fit in, like, smaller areas, so, like, you don't have to have a massive landing pad.
Skydive. That's just, now it's an extreme sport.
Going on vacation,
Yeah, I don't know why you're vacationing in, like, a crevasse, but whatever, I gotta get in there from the sky. Yeah. I'm just gonna dive on in. And tractors.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure, I mean, I guess.
Farming is important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess I never thought of that, yeah.
Well, it just shows up in the grocery store.
by electricity.
By electricity.
where does corn grow? Right next to the peas. And they're frozen.
I agree with all of those. Good. Yeah. Maybe the order could be bumped a little bit in a couple directions. But mostly pretty accurate. Let us know what you think. FreaksAtAFreakAccident.com. That will do it for the show this week. We are finished. Happy Halloween. We only did one spooky thing this entire episode. It was about the ghosts. Yeah. But
I've been dead all month, so it's no big deal.
Oh, no. But she ate candy.
That's true.
That
she
was
did.
Scary.
Yeah, and that was both a trick and a treat. But thank you for listening. Next week on the show, we will be back. Now, the best and easiest way to get a new episode of the show is to just subscribe where you listen to podcasts. So whether that's using whatever the Apple app is these days, I don't even know what it is, whatever the Google app is, any other, there's millions of podcast apps, whatever, or you can just go to podcast.afreakaccident.com and you can subscribe via email. It'll automatically launch an email right into your inbox when a new episode comes out, and you can get it that way, too. So subscribe. If you're subscribing to us on one of the podcasting services, leave us a good review. That'd be great. But then every episode that we do that's new, you'll automatically get, which is awfully convenient.
That makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. And next week on the show, you'll want to come back because we're going to be talking about what do people who are now working remotely in Corona world miss about the office, about having to go to work. So we'll be covering that, and we'll be doing a listener active for it as well. So what do you miss about going to work in person versus working remotely. So you'll be able to weigh in on that on our Facebook page. You can find links to that along with our other social media presences at our website. Just go to afreakaccident.com, click connect. All the links are there. While you're at the website, also click shop. Our t-shirt, $19.99 plus shipping. And you can request free stickers as well. Free plus shipping. Joke's on you. There's no shipping with the stickers. I just shove them in an envelope and drop it in the mailbox. So you'll get those. You can get a shirt. You can get information on our podcast, every episode we've ever done in the podcast section. And more important than anything else, Mickey, what do they got to do?
Share us with your friends.
That's right. Tell people about this experiment that's gone horribly, horribly wrong. Kara, we'll hopefully not be dead for too long. We'll figure out a way to bring her back. We'll be back next week, and we hope that you'll be here to join us. Thanks for listening. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
I was expecting the fart.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.